We're proud to be sponsored by MyFlex Learning. MyFlex Learning is a scheduling platform that helps middle and high schools meet the individual needs of all students. Schools can easily create and manage time for flex blocks, win time, activity periods, RTI, counselor and teacher appointments, and much more. And with its built-in accountability tool and reporting features, MyFlex Learning solves your challenges around getting kids where they need to be and understanding how flex time is spent. Make your flex time work for you. Visit myflexlearning.com/B to learn more and receive $500 off the first year. That's myflexlearning.com/BE.
Every child deserves a team. That's the belief behind Jigsaw Learning, a proud sponsor of the B Podcast Network. And it's why the company, founded by educators Curtis and Lorna Hewson, focuses on ensuring success for all learners through collaborative response, an approach in which every child is supported by a team. Through customized professional learning that incorporates workshops, leadership development, online learning opportunities, and more, Jigsaw Learning can guide you every step of the way to create a plan to maximize the collective capacity in your schools. Learn more at jigsawlearning.ca.
Hey, Dr. Chris Jones here, and welcome to A Scene to Lead Short. These episodes are designed to give you a little boost, something to reflect on, and some tools to help you increase your ability to effectively support, engage, and empower not just yourself, but those around you through intentional practices so that you create an environment where everyone, but especially you, reaches their greatest level of success. Let's get to getting better.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, so I'm good too. How many times have we said that during the course of a day, a week, a month? More importantly, how many times have we asked somebody how they're doing just to have them reply fine or okay, but we don't really want to hear the actual answer? So this week, I want to talk to you about the importance of listening and hearing other people. You see, everybody wants to be listened to, wants to feel like somebody cares about what they're going through. And that age-old saying, you never know what somebody's going through until you've walked a mile in their shoes. Well, that's true, right? We talk about social-emotional learning. We talk about self-care. We talk about empathy. And we talk about not realizing the battles somebody's facing. And so maybe offer them a little grace. Lots of concepts there, lots of things, but it can all start by taking this challenge I want to offer today. You see, if you ask somebody how they're doing, be genuinely interested in how they are doing. Now, at first, they're just going to say fine because everybody's in that habit of just going about our day and saying that because it kind of makes us feel good that we inquired, but it's not authentic. And what I'm asking is that you start asking just one person a day how they're doing and really want to know how they're doing. You see, because what's going to happen is they're going to step back and they're going to stop, and then they might actually share with you. And if you listen, you can help them if they're having difficulty. You can bring them up if they're having a bad day. But the important part of it is to actually help somebody. Offer them grace because you don't know what they're going through, but you'd never know what they're going through unless you start by asking. You know, so many times I talk about goals and how important it is to break goals down into steps so you have lead indicators instead of lag indicators. Again, another big concept, but this is that concept in action. You see, if we want to build better social emotional learning communities, if we want to offer people more grace, if we want to be empathetic and truly seek to help others who are going through different difficulties, it starts by asking them, how are you doing? And really wanting to know. Because in the end, everybody likes to be heard. Everybody likes to be cared for. And they can tell when you're genuinely asking or whether you're just filling a habit. Well, that's all I have for you on this message. Remember, people want to be heard and cared for. As human beings, we want to help and care for other people. It all starts with empathy. And that, my friends, all starts with small steps. Thanks for taking the time to listen. I never take it for granted. I appreciate you. And remember, as always, be purposeful, act with integrity, and continue to build your character. You have a great day. Like I said, be purposeful. So be sure to take action on something you heard here today. Again, thanks for listening to the Seen to Lead podcast. Connect with me at drchrissj@gmail.com or catch me on all the socials by visiting my link tree, Dr. C.S. Jones. That's linktr.ee/drcsjones. Now, go have a successful week.
And now a quick word from our sponsor, Jigsaw Learning. Whether you lead at the school, district, or division level, you're serving a wide array of students, and you know that no one person has all the answers when it comes to meeting each of their needs. That's why Jigsaw Learning helps leaders and their staff and faculty to develop a collaborative approach. Every child deserves a team, and when you put together the pieces of effective collaboration, you can realize that team's full potential. Connection, relationships, and authentic collaboration are at the foundation of Jigsaw Learning's work. Through professional learning presented on-site, online, or a blend of both, Jigsaw's team of experienced learning associates works with you to develop a personalized plan to help collaborative response thrive in your organization. Learn why educators have described working with Jigsaw Learning as powerful, wonderful, and beneficial for all students. Visit jigsawlearning.ca and connect with the team for information. That's jigsawlearning.ca.
There are lots of solutions out there for giving students what they need when they need it. But when do they actually do all those things? You need flexible time. When added into your master schedule, flex time enables students to get extra help or intervention, meet with teachers, make up work, get physical exercise, and try new enrichment offerings. If you're thinking of giving it a try, check out MyFlexLearning, which unlocks the benefits of flex time without the common challenges. Its intuitive design and SIS integration makes implementation and training a breeze. Make your flex time work for you. Visit myflexlearning.com/b to learn more and receive $500 off your first year. That's myflexlearning.com/BE.